Good afternoon. There'll be a few weather features that we're focusing on to determine the weather across interior New York and New England today. One is a stationary front that's draped south of Long Island. Another is a wave of low pressure, which really isn't moving much, also situated south of Long Island. And the third is an upper-level disturbance, which is parked over the Ohio Valley and has upper-level energy that's heading in our direction. The front and the wave will produce scattered showers that will back into interior New York and New England over the course of the afternoon and into the evening. Passing showers are possible, perhaps a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder, but the upper level low will pull in more moisture to make it more humid, and it looks like temperatures today will be a few degrees higher than yesterday and mostly in the upper 70s to around 80. When we are not seeing scattered showers, skies will be mostly cloudy in most places with a bit more sunshine closer to the Canadian border. With that wave of low pressure around and the front stall to the south tonight, more scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms are in the forecast for the overnight hours with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. As we get into the day on Monday, the upper level low itself will begin to work its way toward us from the Ohio Valley. This will induce more widespread showers and a few thunderstorms on Monday morning and into the afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and temperatures will top out near 80 degrees once again. The upper level low will pivot through interior New York and New England on Tuesday, and this is where we'll see the best chance for most of us to see more widespread showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the 70s to around 80. Behind this upper-level disturbance, a bit more sunshine in the forecast for Wednesday, although a weak cold front will approach with a shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon, but mostly dry and in the mid-80s, and it looks relatively dry behind this front on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds staying in the mid-80s. Another disturbance with scattered showers and thunderstorms will approach on Friday and Saturday, with the chance of some unsettled weather, highs in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a mid-level closed low centered over Texas will bring a plume of enhanced moisture across the state. Meanwhile, at the surface, two stationary fronts will provide the focus for showers and thunderstorms. Most of the heavy rainfall can be expected from the Big Bend of Texas to the Dallas-Fort Worth region. For the rest of today, a marginal risk of flash flooding is in place for most of West Texas into the Red River Valley. Meanwhile, an active monsoon pattern's in place for much of the southwest with plenty of instability and moisture on tap. Since most of these thunderstorms will be diurnally driven, showers and storms will increase in coverage during the late afternoon and evening. Flash flooding is a concern, especially for regions prone to flooding due to terrain and in urban areas. And the ongoing heat wave over the northern Rockies and northern plains is expected to continue. Although parts of the Pacific Northwest have seen high temperatures drop into the 80s behind a front, most of Montana and the northern plains will have highs over 100 again today, which is nearly 20 degrees above normal for this time of year. After that same front passes through Montana, temperatures will come back down near normal for the beginning of the work week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and storms in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 99, set in 1944, and the record low, 46, in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy near 80. Cloudy with showers and storms likely Tuesday near 80. A mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower or storm Wednesday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, mostly dry Thursday in the mid-80s. And mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms Friday and Saturday in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.